The extra time gave Corcoran the chance to make mathematics meaningful, to let his students see the clear relationship between effort and reward. On the walls of the classroom were dozens of certificates from the New York State Regents exam testifying to first-class honors for Corcoran's students. "We had a girl in this class," Corcoran said. "She was a horrible math student in fifth grade. She cried every Saturday when we did remedial stuff. Huge tears and tears." At the memory, Corcoran got a little emotional himself. He looked down. "She just emailed us a couple weeks ago. She's in college now. She's an accounting major." The story of the miracle school that transforms losers into winners is, of course, all too familiar. It's the stuff of inspirational books and sentimental Hollywood movies. But the reality of places like KIPP is a good deal less glamorous than that. To get a sense of what 50 to 60% more learning time means, listen to the typical day in the life of a KIPP student. The student's name is Marita. She's an only child in a single-parent home. Her mother never went to college. The two of them share a one-bedroom apartment in the Bronx. Marita used to go to a parochial school down the street from her home until her mother heard of KIPP. "When I was in fourth grade, me and one of my other friends, Tanya, we both applied to KIPP," Marita said. "I remember Miss Owens. She interviewed me, and the way she was saying made it sound so hard, I thought I was going to prison. I almost started crying. And she was like, 'If you don't want to sign this, you don't have to.' My mom was right there, so I signed it." With that, her life changed. Keep in mind, while listening to what follows, that Marita is 12 years old. "I wake up at 5:45 a.m. to get a head start," she says. "I brush my teeth, shower. I get some breakfast at school if I'm running late. Usually get yelled at because I'm taking too long. I meet my friends Diana and Steven at the bus stop, and we get the number one bus." A 5:45 wake-up is fairly typical of KIPP students, especially given the long bus and subway commutes that many have to get to school. Levin, at one point, went into a seventh-grade music class with 70 kids in it and asked for a show of hands on when the students woke up. A handful said they woke up after 6. Three-quarters said they woke up before 6. And almost half said they woke up before 5:30. One classmate of Marita's, a boy named Jose, said he sometimes wakes up at 3 or 4 a.m., finishes his homework from the night before, and then goes back to sleep for a bit. Marita went on. "I leave school at 5 p.m., and if I don't lollygag around, then I will be home around 5:30. Then I say hi to my mom really quickly and start my homework. And if it's not a lot of homework that day, it will take me 2 to 3 hours, and I'll be done around 9 p.m. Or if we have essays, then I'll be done like at 10 or 10:30. Sometimes my mom makes me break for dinner. I tell her I want to go straight through, but she says I have to eat. So around 8, she makes me break for dinner for like a half hour, and then I get back to work. Then, usually after that, my mom wants to hear about school, but I have to make it quick because I have to get in bed by 11. So I get all my stuff ready, and then I get into bed. I tell her about the day and what happened, and by the time we are finished, she's on the brink of sleeping, so that's probably around 11:15. Then I go to sleep, and the next morning, we do it all over again. We're in the same room, but it's a huge bedroom, and you can split it in two. We have beds on either side. Me and my mom are very close.